Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, therapy here on The Point After begins now. Saints falling 44-13 at Seattle. A brutal game, definitely from start to finish in this one. They never really had a chance. The black and gold falling to 0-3 on the year. Bringing in the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, as we get ready for the latest, Bobby. And, you know, we knew it was going to be a tough road game traveling to Seattle, but I don't think anybody envisioned what a brutal showing, especially on special teams, this team had.
No, this is the NFL, pros versus pros. It's not a mismatch in college. Man, you can't get wax like we got wax. No, it's embarrassing. And the thing is, it's not like, oh, well, we've never been able to keep pace with the Seahawks. No, I said this for the game, a small sample size considering how many times you play an opponent. But we had played them 16 times, and you know, the Seahawks, Saints lifespan, franchise lifespan, and we were 10-6, but now we're 10-7. We had won the last four games against Seattle. But did we ever even have a chance to win this game? I'm like, it's not even the first quarter, not even close to being over, and we're losing 21-0. So, obviously, we didn't make it five in a row. We now lost, you know, so we can't keep that strike streak alive. And, you know, since 2007, I know this is Sean Payton and Drew Brees. Now, post them, though, or I should say since 2007, you know, we had won six of the last seven regular season games, but now 6 of 8. But, no, this is embarrassing. I mean, you can't sugarcoat this. I mean, Deuce McAllister had made a statement. I think it was sometime during the game. And Deuce said a couple of times or a few times, it seems like we want to fight after the play and not during the play. No, the play's over. You can't get a stupid-ass personal foul penalty. No, it's over.
That's when the downhill started with that penalty for Brazil.
Yeah, I'm like, you got to have some kind of discipline, Kellen Moore. I don't know if you got to chew them out, fine them, whatever. You got to get their attention. But no, we worried about fighting after the play instead of fighting between the whistles, so to speak. Now, if you look at it, I guess when it rains, it pours. You heard me say that before. You got to go back to 1973. I mean, I was in eighth grade. The last time the Saints had allowed this many points in a half, 38 points. You got to go back to 1973 against the Dirty Birds, against the Falcons. But I think it started like, you know how we, like, okay, Ratliff Olave, +9. Kamara, +7. Kamara, you know, +7, some nice runs. Then it was like 3rd and 2. Okay, that's favorable down in distance. I don't know, Rattler maybe threw it too hard, a hot pass. Juwan Johnson to get his head around to incomplete. So Kellen's going to be aggressive. I'm going for it. You know, 4th and 2. Hey, we got to set the tone. We're trying to win a game. And then Rattler, I thought, you know, everybody says, oh, Hebert, you always take up for the quarterbacks. No, I'm telling you, when you release the ball and you're anticipating, and you know I love Alvin Kamara, I'm always saying, Rattler threw like corner route to Kamara. Why did Kamara stop running? He stopped running, keep running, and then he stopped and tried to go up and catch the ball. If he'd have kept running, I think Spencer Rattler would have dropped it in there, but no. So we don't convert on fourth down. So, okay, they got the ball. Can you bow up defense? What are you going to do? Okay, first of all, in this drive, Brian Brazee misses a sack. Okay, and by him missing the sack, then all of a sudden Sam Darnold hits JSN, beat Alante Taylor, plus 29-yard gain. Then now they got a third and eight. Oh, that's very favorable. Third and long, that's what you want. You should be able to get off the field. And, you know, you maybe you give up a field goal, but you don't know momentum. You know, you're down maybe 3-0. Well, Stahlberg comes there, blocks Darnold's pass. Then way after the whistle, because Brian Brazee's getting his ass kicked, personal foul, he goes in headbutt the guy that was whipping him. So what happens right after that? Darnold to JSN, plus 12-yard touchdown. So now they go 6 plays, 55 yards. They're up 7-0. And then that's when it started going downhill. I don't know. We tried the tush push. I mean, are we like the Eagles? I don't know. But then they called the legal procedure. We went for it on fourth and one. Then we had to punt. Oh, punt? Yeah. Then we used to have the – I know in history, when we had Chris Banjo, JT Gray, our special teams are always in the top five, if not the top three. Our coverage is not just Rashid and all returning punts to the house. You know, we've always had good punt returns. But I'm talking about our coverage units. We give up a 95-yard punt return. 95-yard punt return. We have not given up that kind of play since 2017, I think the last time against the Lions. Giving up a punt return for a touchdown. But that 95-yard punt return was the longest in Seahawks history. It seems like we make a lot of negative history. So now we're down 14-0. Velus Jones Jr., I mean, you're down there, break down, make the tackle. He looked like he had never really covered punts, whatever. So then you just go on with the penalties, and then it's snowballing, and then all of a sudden they block a punt. Bell blocks the punt. And we have a left-footed punter, and nobody's blocking the guy off that edge. And that was the easy block. And now they got the ball on the 11-yard line. So Darnold hits Cooper Kupp, plus 8, then Walker, touchdown. So now it's 21-0. I said this, I don't know if I've ever witnessed, maybe some Saints fans as of late. So you got to really go, I guess, the past two decades, you know, post-Katrina, around there. I don't know if we've ever been this bad as far as covering kicks. I don't think we've been this bad. Horton had that one long gain, 95-yard punt return for touchdown, but averaged 38 yards of punt return. Then had a kickoff return, Young, for 60 yards. I don't think we've ever been that bad. Maybe when someone could correct me, let's say post-Katrina, that we've never been that inefficient in that phase of the game as far as, covering kicks. And then you have Blake Groupie. I mean, so where is Blake Groupie at right now? I don't know. He was unbelievable in training camp, but now he's 4 of 7 for the season. I mean, it's really nothing.
You said, Bobby.
No, I said, yeah, he's going to score a lot of fantasy points and all and use him. Same thing, Juwan Johnson is going to be targeted. You know, you look at Juwan Johnson, he got targeted 6 times, had 8 catches, 51 yards, a long gain of 21. Now, we would need Chris Olave to be like JSN. He had 6 targets, 5 catches, 96 yards, 19-yard average. You know, he had an opportunity. Wait, I had this. He had an opportunity. This is JSN. This is the real Ohio State receiver. You know, like, Ohio State. This is the real Ohio State receiver. You know, he could have became today, but he didn't. And he'd have been in this fraternity. Along with Antonio Brown. Now, he's crazy, but he made plays in Julio Jones. With 8+ catches, he was right on the cusp of that. You know, he had 5. But you look at the yardage with a plus 100 yards receiving in each of his team's first 3 games of the season. That's the number one receiver. Well, he ended up with 96 yards total. Now, looking at how did we get here, same song and dance. Are we the most undisciplined team right now in the NFL? I would say yes. Oh, we got a new coach. Well, so what? So what if you had a new coach? It's still, you could have the false starts, whatever, judgment calls. But then you can't have stupid penalties. We're a stupid team. But we are undisciplined. I mean, now we got 31 penalties in three games. That's horrible. And I kind of said this before the game. I thought this might have been a misprint, but it wasn't. You know, we had that terrible first game in penalties. Well, we had 20 penalties coming into the game, and the Seahawks had six. Well, the Seahawks, they can afford, they had eight, but we had 11 penalties for 77 yards. Remember I tell you, nine penalties or more, or if you have 100 yards in penalties, that's like giving up a touchdown. Well, that wouldn't even, I mean, that didn't matter this game, but it just shows you it's not winning football. I'm not saying we're the worst team right now, but we're in the bottom four. I don't know. They have a handful of bad teams.
Carolina's no longer in the mix.
No. See, you never know. It's the NFL. That's what I'm saying. Atlanta has a big game, but they put it to the Vikings. Then they got embarrassed. They didn't even score against Carolina. So you never know. Why not? You know, we have that kind of game. I don't think it's going to happen in Buffalo. Maybe when New York comes to town, but who knows.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But this is still the same song and dance. We cannot convert on third down. We cannot convert on third down in training camp. We cannot convert every time I watch them practice. We're a 30-some percent conversion rate. That's not, you're not going to win anything. We're a 5 of 15, 33%. Still the same song and dance. You're not getting nothing done. Now, this is how it needs to be defensively because we weren't good. You know, we're giving up around 50% third down conversions. Today, we only gave up 33%. But guess what? Seattle's making such chunk plays, they didn't even have to worry about third down because they were only 3 of 9, 33%, but that's winning football. Again, take one step forward, two steps back. What are we doing in the red zone? Okay, not good. We were 1 of 3 in the red zone. You got to get touchdowns. And this is definitely not good. Bend but don't break, force field goals, don't give up touchdowns. They were 4 of 5, 80%. So you look at that third down red zone, you're not going to win anything. Now, you might say, well, Bob, we did good against the run, but it didn't matter. Because you look at the game, there's no meaning to it. We gave up 2.6 yards a rush. Yeah, if we do that in a game that went down to the wire, then that's meaningful. But not good for us. We only averaged 2.9. Now, we had 27 attempts, but then we're having to play catch-up. Net punting average, what is this, high school? 21.5 net punting average. Well, you could say, oh, you outkick your coverage or whatever. Or who's your gunners? You got to get down there. So there's a lot of people that are going to have to look in the mirror and say, well, what am I doing on special teams and my contribution? Like you said earlier, turnover margin. I don't know. We're not that good. We got to be plus one. So if we throw an interception or we fumble, we got to get two back. So we were zero for a game. Turnover margin, now we're still zero for the season. Again, we're not good enough when that occurs. Now, if you look at, I mean, Groupie, it's going to come a time where he's got to make a game-winning kick. And hopefully he can come through because that could be the difference of winning and losing. Now, you know, it was so bad the game, we don't even know what highlights to share with the folks. Because usually it's a touchdown, whatever. But I said, no, this is outstanding. Because I still think he's a...
Shout out to Shaheed.
A Pro Bowl, Rashid Shaheed, a Pro Bowl returner. But damn it, they didn't punt till the fourth quarter. That was their first punt, and Rashid Shaheed ran it back for 40 yards. He had one fair catch and one 40-yard punt return. But we didn't even think about that highlights because you're getting waxed.
Right.
But that's actually a big-time play, Bob. You can do that on punt returns. Okay, so what did we do defensively? I don't know. Pete Werner led the team. He had 13 total tackles, 7 unassisted. DeMario Davis ended up with 11. He had a tackle for a loss. Nathan Shepard, I thought at times, was playing hard. You know, he was in there. He had 5 total tackles, 1 tackle for a loss. Cam Jordan breaking Drew Brees' record now for the most by a Saint ever. He ended up with 4 tackles. He had a tackle for a loss. Brian Brzee needs to look in the mirror. Aren't you a first-round draft pick? Aren't you supposed to have more discipline than that? You know who was promising? Quentin Riley. He got an opportunity to play. He forced a fumble. Pete Werner ended up recovering that. But it was nothing to write home about. It was like really depressing. Steve, you know...
It was depressing.
You know how I try and pay attention to detail and take notes? You know what's pretty bad when I'm like, I'm so mad right now, I'm not even taking no damn notes in the second half. I'm just going to observe what I see. Because, you know, you want to... And then you take a note now and then, but you're not trying to pay attention to detail.
You had seen enough.
Yeah, I've seen enough. You're so frustrated where the team is at. And it's in all areas. The same thing. It's the same damn thing when you look at football third down. We got to be efficient on third down, and we got to stop opponents on third down. Are we setting the tone? No. Are we not? Are we just going along like with the flow? And now I thought this might have happened, to tell you the truth, this kind of game, how we got waxed. I thought this might happen in Buffalo. I'm not saying I thought we would beat the Seahawks, you know, the point spread was 7.5-point underdog. I said, maybe we can have a Cardinals or 49ers kind of game. Oh, we're so close. You know, we played hard, but we didn't. But we covered. You know, we covered and all that. And I didn't put no money on the game, so it's not like, oh, Bobby, you'd have been happy with the Saints loss even though they covered. No, I just thought it was going to be that type. It's not a moral victory because there's no moral victories in the NFL. It's not PE class.
You could have laid 30 today, Bobby.
Yeah, you could have laid 30. If anybody in the Who Dat Nation, anywhere around the country, people who look at point spreads and all, last night you'd have said, I give you the Saints in 30 points. You still would have lost.
Take my money, right.
This is the NFL. No, this is embarrassing. It was humiliating. And we're watching the game. Were we even at a football game? Sound like there wasn't even a crowd there. It was like a joint practice. Was anybody even at the game? No, and that's a loud stadium, and they didn't have nothing to be loud about because it was like, we crushing them.
They were enjoying their concessions.
Yeah, they're going hang out, maybe having a conversation. The game's over. Let me go tailgate in the parking lot or whatever. But no, this is gut checking time for the Saints. I know it doesn't mean anything. But you're constantly being evaluated. If you want this to be a lifestyle and to be a pro, you got to either do it the Saints way or Kellen Moore's way, or they're going to go in a different direction. And it's going to be a big challenge come Buffalo. And, you know, the Bills are going to be well rested. They had a mini bye, you know, so they're going to be fresh. And you know, when you got a team that you don't think is very good, you know what you do to them at the beginning? You don't let them think like they can hang. You try and discourage them.
Put them away early, right.
Like the Seahawks did. And I'd said, usually, I remember playing Seattle in the Kingdome. We beat them in the Kingdome. The crowd was loud at the beginning. I go, man, we better, well, even warming up. I said, we better come out the gate smoking and get an early lead so we don't give them nothing to cheer about. So you can set the tone. That's what we have not done. Aren't we always playing catch up? And we had an opportunity at the beginning. I think we coming up good, but not making the plays we need to take a lead. Again, just very frustrating. And you can't sugarcoat any of this. No, the Saints suck right now. They are bad. The Saints are bad. Now, what does that mean, bad? I mean, bad is not necessarily like going 0-17. Bad is when
you're beating yourself a lot.
Beating yourself a lot, and you maybe win a couple of games, two or three, but remember I said it, after watching the offensive line play and training camp and all that, I thought, I don't know, best case scenario, they might win five games. Now, I mean,
it keeps going down.
I mean, I don't know. And you can't get discouraged. You know, with the Bills, I mean, come on. You want to shock the nation, but it is the NFL. The Saints beat the Bills in Buffalo. Yeah, right. But no, it's the NFL. But when the Giants come to town, I can tell you this right now. You let the Saints get waxed by the Bills, and when they come home to the Giants, they better be playing hard. Because as soon as something goes wrong, I've been there. I've been around those situations. The boo birds are going to come out.
Right, it could get ugly.
They're going to come out, and God forbid, you don't want this. But you know, people could do what they want to do. It's America. I still think you could do what you want to do in America, even though you might not think so this day and age. But
some places,
yeah. And I thought, no, we should never do this. I'm talking about wearing bags. You should never wear bags on your head because once you win a Super Bowl, we have been a champion. We're not the Lions. You know, when you look at the Lions and then you look at the Browns. Look, who would have thought the Browns, look at that game, how they beat the Packers today. And I said, how Jordan Love goes, what was that score, like 13-10?
Right.
Well, those are the kind of games we got to win. That's why our defense has to kick ass and be opportunistic. I don't know, Steve, look at that turnover margin, Browns and Packers. What ended up happening there? I would say the Browns winning that game, they had to be on the plus side to beat Green Bay. But, right now, we had to turn around if you want the home folks. Because we respect effort and hard-fought battles.
Turnover margin was even, 1-1.
1-1, oh. So the Browns got a good defense, and they're hanging with the old man Flacco. But when I look at the Saints right now, and I think the Saints fans.
And Green Bay dominated time of possession. It's wild.
Yeah, but then Jordan Love throw a pick or something
late in the game, right?
Yeah, late in the game. Yeah, turnovers, whatever. But the point being, we respect effort and hard fought games, but it looked like a lack of discipline. And I'm not saying the team gave up because we came back second half, but we were like shell shocked.
Yeah,
and you have one of those stinkers at home. We better not. That the fans will let you know about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.